I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. intelligence warns lawmakers of Iran's retaliation against Israel, which could take shape in the coming days. Iran's supreme leader vowed to punish Israel for last week's attack in Syria, which killed two top Revolutionary Guard commanders. Transformer Iran's Lana Silk says,
I don't see that it's really in Iran's interest right now to be engaging Israel in a full-out war. Because if Israel and Iran get into a direct fight now, then naturally the world is going to support Israel.
She goes on to say that Israel is becoming isolated in global politics because of recent events in Gaza.
Iran would find it in their interest to allow that situation to play out rather than find Israel rallying the troops and everyone coming together with Iran as a common enemy.
While we can't fix Iran, we know the God who holds this country in his hands. Let's ask him to have mercy on the Iranian people. And more than 2 billion people on Earth don't have regular access to safe water, according to the World Health Organization. Many people in Kenya are among them today. Brian Dennett with AMG International says their national leader in Kenya shared
stories of people they work with that travel 12 miles in a day, you know, just to fetch water for cooking and drinking. I mean, talk about how precious that water is with the amount of labor it takes to get it.
Record low rainfalls from 2020 to 2023 in the Horn of Africa devastated livestock and crops. Then, heavy rainfalls and floods late last year brought another level of destruction. Would you pray for physical water and true spiritual water for Kenya? You can help by providing water filters and wells. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.